Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. You are on My Supernatural Life, and I'm Frankie, and I have Mr. Anthony, astrologer to the stars and everybody else. Hi, Mr. Anthony.
Hey, Frankie. How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, my God. I lost track of time. You know, I have a habit of showing up, like, really, 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 really early, like, even a week early. I'll go places, and I'm, like, a week early. And then when the real time comes, I'm late. So guess what? I was early to our show. Oh my God. So anyway, I apologize.
Really? Well,
I think I'm a little late. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Oh my God.
So are you enjoying what's going on right now? You know what? There's going to be a full moon on May 3rd. Okay. So a lot of people say, hey, Mr. Anthony, is the full moon good or bad? Well, it depends. So you're going to have Sun in Taurus opposing moon in Scorpio. Scorpio means anything with resurrection, letting go, transition. And the Sun in Taurus means anything with money, finances, because Taurus is an earth sign. So what you're looking at is like a restart of the economy. And then we're going to have Venus in Gemini retrograde May 10th through June 20th, 2020. So once again, if you say, hey, Mr. Anthony, is that good or bad? Well, Venus does represent money, finances, relationships, anything with business, partnerships. It's going to be retrograde till June 20th. So it basically means to reassess, reevaluate, restimulate anything with your business or anything with your relationships. So a lot of stuff going on. Then we're going to have Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn. Jupiter means I expand, I grow, in business. Capricorn always means business no matter where it's at. So Jupiter's going retrograde till about May 10th till about maybe September of 2020. Okay, so what that means in a simple way is that if you own a business, you're looking where you can restart to expand your business during that window, which is about May 10th till about September, give or take.
Okay.
So then you have that going on. Then you're going to have Mercury in Cancer retrograde in the month of June 2020.
Mhm.
And Cancer means anything with real estate or property.
Okay.
Homes. Anything of that nature. So a lot going on with the planets for sure. And then
definitely.
Somebody was asking Mr. Anthony, what about Pluto retrograde? Is that good or bad? Well, Pluto went retrograde April 1st, give or take, 2020. It's going to be retrograde till about September 2020. Well, Pluto represents anything with taxes, credit cards, home insurance, car insurance, medical insurance. So you're looking at a reassessment of all the costs on all the above during that window with Pluto retrograde.
There's so much going on. And, you know, you've said this to me probably, I don't know, 5 times in the last week or and a half, and it's still a lot to comprehend. I don't know how you do it. I don't. I think, like, astrology is so fascinating to me, but it's so much. It's like a science. It's like, you know, looking at, like, it's like astronomy to me. They're almost the same.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like astronomy, astrology. Well, astrology is that astrology is a language, but it's also a language of the chakras inside your body. So it's a little bit of both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you are correct, Frankie. It's a combination of mathematics. And then you throw that in the mix, which is astronomy. And then you throw in numerology and mythology, and you have astrology. So you have it's like a big background story with astrology.
Got it. Wow.
But like given your case, well, you're June 12th, correct?
I am.
So you have Sun, Moon, and Gemini. So you have two signs in Gemini, but you're more than that. So you have two signs in Leo. You have Mars, Uranus, and Leo. That's a part of you that's very inventive and creative and independent. So right now, you have transiting Mars in Aquarius till about May 10th, 2020. So you're looking at something coming up for you with that energy going on, with some kind of contact with friends or friends of friends for your projects going on.
Yay.
Say maybe stuff online, like online products that you have or online ideas that you have.
I know. It's been we've been busy over here. I've been busy. It's been good. But, yeah, so thanks for that forecast. I'm always appreciative of that. And we have some callers on the switchboard. So do you want to jump into a call?
Sure, why not?
All right, okay.
Let's do it.
Hi, area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, you guys, this is Tanika. How are you
doing?
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. I wanted to ask you guys if you see anything about a move or if you see me staying at my job or leaving, and then I wanted to ask you about a guy after. But my sister, she's like, I think I told you guys, she's moving away in the summer, and I'm just getting more and more paranoid because I know I need my own space. I'm going to be alone here, and it's going to get to me. So I don't know how I can move. I would like to leave New York. It's so expensive where I live in Long Island. It's like, I don't know if it's possible to move out on my own here. And I don't know if my job I'm going to stay at long or not, because I can't tell how they feel about me or if this job is right for me or not. I'm just wondering, like, what you guys see.
Okay, so I'm seeing, like, a move coming up for you, Tanika, like, between now and June 5th. So, like, a move coming up there. And also, are you happy with your job and career? Are you like, very, like stressed out about that or what?
Kind of. Like, I don't, the people there, they just don't seem like they like me, because they've been working there, and they're from this town. They've been working there for, like, years, like, decades, and they're from this town, and it's like, I'm not from here, and they, like, band together, and the woman, like, they, you know, they don't really let me in, like, they say stuff to me, like, you know, I can't tell yet when you're joking, and I'm not even a mean person. So it's like, I don't know, they feel a certain way towards me. They think I'm high maintenance, which I don't know why they think that.
Your date of birth is 9/3/78, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing you have a choice of two moves, one local and one far away. And I'm also seeing another job opportunity coming your way, because you kind of have outgrown that place. You're ready to move on.
Really? I just started there in November. I was hoping it would be so great. It's like up the block from my house.
Well, let's put it this way. If you stay there, you're going to go through a test for about a month. If you pass the test, then you could stay. But I'm also seeing that you have, like, opportunities for other job opportunities.
Oh.
That's good, right? I mean, I mean, another opportunity for a job, and then you can move. So you want to leave Long Island and New York altogether?
Yeah, like, New York is just, I'm unhappy here. It's just I want to move someplace, like, mellow, where people are nice and quiet, and it's warm and just peaceful and quiet, like, and pretty. Like, New Yorkers in New York, I just keep to myself. I'm just tired of the meanness up here, and I know that not all New Yorkers are mean, but I don't fit in with this life anymore up here. I don't have any friends up here. The only connections I have is my mom and one sister up here, my stepfather, and I want to take my mom with me if I leave, but I know she's not going to leave my stepfather, and I know it's time for me to just have a space of my own, like maybe somewhere else on the planet or somewhere I would, you know, more shine and get friends. But here, it's just not happening. I haven't found a husband yet, or, you know, and I'm worried about, like, if I can live on my own and survive. Like, a big fear of mine inside is, like, ending up homeless if I try to live on my own. So,
but
like,
are you living with your parents now?
Yes. Because it's very expensive to try to live on your own out here, because the apartments and everything are so expensive.
What I see for you, Tanika, is a move near water between May 10th and June 15th. During that window, it's going to calm you down. I'm also seeing good luck with taking classes online and expanding your career. See, the test with you is that Earth sign Virgo tends to analyze a lot and worry a lot. But if you take action with everything, I just pulled the money card too. Okay, so what I'm seeing with the cards is that you have the opportunity with this move to make new friends or more positive and get out of the environment that you're in, right? Because the negative environment right now is affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then also, you said something about a new guy. Is that what you said?
Well, there was a guy. I know his birthday. We were involved at the job I just left to go to this job, and, you know, I want things to work out with him, but I told you guys, like, you know, I'm standing by my guns. Like, I refuse to meet up with him just for, like, physical encounters, and I feel like he feels deeper towards me, and I feel deep towards him, but I don't know if he's ever going to consider us to be able to take it further and, like, have something, like, real with me, or if there's no future with
correct.
Him.
Correct. Okay, so for right now, you take a time out from that guy and focus on yourself. If you take a time out and focus on yourself, then everything opens up for you. Then you meet, I'm seeing, like, you meet two new guys besides the guy you already know. So what's your vibe on the whole deal, Frankie?
Well, I think just, I mean, you do have to stick to your guns, because if you don't, he's not going to take you seriously, and it's just going to keep going the way it's been. So if we say something to somebody, we have to be careful not to say it to get them to do something. We say it because that's our truth, and that's what we're going to do. So we don't have any control over there with what people do. All we have control over is what we do. So that said, and I think I asked you if you had told him that the last time, and you said yes. So, you know, just stay by that. And then, you know, there's going to be someone that shows up that actually goes, okay. And then you say it before you hook up with them, or you just don't hook up with people, because, you know, not you personally, but that type of, when we do that, right, it just sets the precedence for everything, and then it's hard to go back. It's hard to, you know, and it's fun in the moment, I know, right, but, you know, just long term, you know, women, we get attached, and, excuse me, you know, we're not like men. Men don't always have that physical bond the first time. We can have that. Most times it happens to us, not every time, but we bond with men that way through physical interaction. So, you know, just know that going on with your life, whether it's him or anybody else, it doesn't matter. What matters is what you say. And then you attract somebody, or someone respects or likes or loves or just says, yeah, that works for me too. It may not be their first choice, but it's not up to them. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything going for you. You have everything going for you. You have a job already. You have your family. You have choices where you can move. If you want to look for another job, you know, the everything that Mr. Anthony says kind of aligns in your favor. So, you know, don't swim uphill, right? Like, we got to, when things are aligning in our favor, we go in the direction of that alignment. So,
yeah.
You're so smart. You got so much going for you. I have no doubt. And I know it's kind of like, it's really hard right now because, you know, energetically people are freaking out and it's not a good time for people, you know, and but it is a time, I feel, to reassess, to look at, we are slowed down to a stop, and there's not a lot we can do about it, you know, in terms of, like, being out there and doing what we normally do and blah, 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 right? And so this is a time to really look at, what do I want to do? What do I want to have? And then just go for it. Don't apologize.
And in your case, Tanika, you know, you're Virgo. Virgo, anything with earth, meditate with plants or have plants in your bedroom, plants in your dining room, plants in your bedroom to really balance out your energy as a Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also why I want to so bad have my own space, even if it's like a little studio or something, so I can have plants and flowers and, like, a cat. Like, I would think I would be so happy with that. Like, I want plants to, like, be around because they clean the air and they ground you, to have them in my room when I wake up and see them. You know, like, it's a very good feeling. And
meanwhile, where you're at now, what I suggest for you is get, like two bowls of water and put them on either side of where you sleep now, and then change the water every 24 hours so it keeps your energy pure when you're sleeping.
Okay.
Something very simple. So just get two bowls of water and put it on either side of your bed, wherever you sleep now. When you get up in the morning, make sure you dump the water either outside or in the toilet.
Okay.
So I was going to keep your head, I was going to help you with that. Well, so good luck to you, Tanika.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. We're going to do our best to keep the show going, you know. So
yes,
it's always great hearing from And tell people, you know, share the link and stuff so that we can get more callers and help more people, okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Have a good night.
Oh, I love her. She's so great. I love when
she's calls
in.
Nice
I love
lady.
People who call in, like, you know, and we get updates on their lives, and, you know, she's just so great. I was in Long Island last year around this time. It didn't even occur to me that she was out there because we were out there for a trip. My daughter sang at Carnegie Hall. So
nice.
It was amazing. I love New York. It's one of my favorite. It's a great city. And anyway, so we were in Long Island. We stayed in Long Island. I don't know why, but the tour, the whole thing put us there. So anyway, yeah. So so great. So we have another caller. So I guess we should just jump right in.
Great.
Hello, area code 502. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Brendan. I'm from Kentucky.
What is your name? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very well.
Brenda.
Brenda from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome. And what's your date of birth?
4/23/58.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Brenda, from Kentucky. The date of birth is 4/23/58?
Yes.
So how can I help you tonight? Any special, like, questions, Brenda, about what's going on?
I just want to know where my future lies. Sort of in a dead end right now.
So, you know, you're a Taurus, you're an earth sign, practical, realistic.
Yeah.
You have two kids or four kids?
Three.
Okay, you know what? I just pulled your card here. New beginnings for you. Focus on health and diet and basic exercise for the next 3 weeks. Can you do that?
Actually, I've been doing that.
Okay, good. So you're in alignment there. New beginnings there. It's going to help your heart area. Is your husband working?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't really have any medical issues that I know of.
Okay, but your husband does work?
Huh?
Your husband does work, correct?
My husband passed away.
Okay, so what was the cause of death? Heart attack or accident?
Cancer.
Cancer, okay. Have you released him emotionally?
Well, that's a long story because I think I have, and then he's been gone like maybe 8 years, and then I went back to work, and then this other guy at work where we was both lonely, so we sort of just hooked up, and then we fell in love, and then in August he passed away of cancer.
I'm so sorry.
So it's like I'm reliving it over again, and then trying to deal with his death, and you know, he was lonely and I was grieving for my husband, and we was just two lonely souls that got together.
Okay, so what I'm seeing as far as the next full moon, Brenda, the next full moon is going to be May 3rd. It's going to be in your sign, Scorpio, meaning any emotions you have regarding your husband and your boyfriend, you can, like, release them through any type of prayer or meditation. Or you might consider, like, writing them a letter on a notebook, and then on May 3rd, you can burn the letters. So what I'm seeing is that energetically you have either unresolved grief or it's kind of hiding in your body as far as I'm kind of seeing it like it's in your heart area. Any stress in your heart area?
Not that I know of. Mm-mm. I know I have a lot of grief.
I would even suggest like 5-minute candle meditation would ground you. So what is your advice on her, Frankie?
It's great that you're, you know, taking care of your health and your diet. You know, more of that, you know, just I would say the more you take care of yourself, the more you discover about what makes you well. Does that make sense? So over time, your body's going to change. You're going to feel better, you know, through your nutrition. For me personally, I've always had like a depression. I've always had it. Like I've always some degree of it, depending on what's going on in my life. And I had a big, I had a lot of things happen. Like we had a big fire here where I'm at. Like it was bad. And then my ex-husband died. Just stuff. And I had really bad anxiety. And so through my own prayer, you know, and chanting, I'm Buddhist. I believe in God, but I'm Buddhist, and chanting helped me balance out. And then what was interesting was at the beginning of this year, my daughter said, "Mom, I'm going to go vegan. Do you want to go vegan with me?" I was like, "Yeah, heck yeah, why not? You know, I'll do that." I don't really eat a lot of meat. And my depression was gone in 5 days. So I didn't know that, and it's been a journey for me, and I'm sharing this with you because, you know, this grief, it just gets us, and you had a double dose of it, and it's going to take some time, and a lot of you being healthy just the way you are and doing one more thing for yourself, and then one more thing, and one more thing. And that's how we get better. Are you in a bereavement group of any kind? Can you, like, there are a lot of online resources right now during this pandemic that you can get therapy online, a counselor, and some support that way if you need it.
No, I'm not in no group like that. I've just been trying to handle it on my own.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I lost my mom, she was in hospice, and one of the benefits of somebody dying in hospice is that you often have resources like counseling, bereavement therapy. And I was a mess, and I went, and it really helped. And one of the things that I'll never forget, my therapist, she said, grief is, when we're grieving, we'll try to handle it the way we handle all our other types of stress. So if you're a workaholic, or you're an alcoholic, or you're, however, you know, you exercise a lot, whatever that person's thing is, they'll do it. Do it. But grief is so profound that it won't work that time. This time around, it won't work. And what works is to have very specific bereavement therapy. So I recommend you just look online in Kentucky and see what you tap into. Because there are a lot of resources out there, and I believe that if you, as much as it's something that you may not want to do, or, and you're clearly a strong woman. I mean, look at all the stuff that, you know, you're doing, health and diet, and, you know, grieving. Like, people don't do that. Like, you're very, very strong. So, you know, get that wound in you, like, allow it to breathe, allow it to heal, allow it to come out, allow it to get attention so that it can heal in the proper way.
Let me ask you something else. Right after he passed away, well, my dad, he's 90 years old, wanted me to move in with him and help take care of him and my mom. She has Alzheimer's. So,
okay.
That's what I'm doing now.
Okay. So you want to know if you should continue to do that or make a move?
No, I have to really keep doing this for them, because they have no one else to help them.
Okay, are you making any money out of that?
No, it's my parents. No.
Correct. But is there anything like anything with inheritance involved with your family, your parents?
Well, that would be split among the family, you know, but I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it because they need the help.
Okay, so you're going to be, what you just said, Brenda, you're going to be going through a big test, or where everything we're talking about here, exercise, diet, basic nutrition, you got to stay on top of that during that window. It's going to be from May 10th through June 20th, okay? So in other words, what I'm suggesting is that you don't want to take all the stress on from your parents, because that's not your job. You are correct. You're there to help them, see?
Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's just like, I know they're not going to be here one day, and I'm just wondering if that's what's going to,
yeah, it's going to work out okay. So I suggest for you, since you're busy and always on your feet, if you can do, like, soak your feet in Epsom salt water, like, every other night, that'll calm you down.
Okay.
Because from that window, once again, May 10th through June 20th, or through June 10th, you want to stay on top of your health and diet, and you don't want to get run down.
May 10th and June 20th.
It's so hard being a caretaker. You know, a lot of times the caretaker is like, It's a lot of work,
yeah.
And caretakers need a lot of extra support.
Yeah, I was a caretender for my husband and then for my boyfriend and then now for them.
Right.
Yeah.
See, so you don't want your body to get worn down from that because then it's going to hurt your body. So if you just do basic, once again, basic exercise, if you can spend time outside, like 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening, get some air. That would help your energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, have a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good evening. You
good
too.
Good,
thank you.
Wow, that's tough. It's so, like, you know, hard to, you know, family obligations and our parents declining. It's just one of those, you know, life events and then to lose your partner and wow, I mean, she just, that's a strong woman right there. Like, wow, I can't even believe it. Like, and then she's doing health and diet, right? Right? Like, that's amazing to me. I would not be doing that. Let's just put it that way. I don't think I'd be doing that. I'd be doing something else.
You would be hanging out at Little Pete's restaurant.
Little Pete's restaurant. Salsa dancing.
You would be doing that. You would be doing that 5 days a week.
5 days a week. I know. God, there was a time where I would go out like 5 days a week. Not
really?
Now. I mean, I can't even go out like 1 day a week. Nobody can.
So at that time, where'd you
go?
You went to nightclubs or where?
I used to go dancing, and yeah, I used to go dancing a lot. It was awesome. I love dancing. Yeah. Them were the days, but
now
I dance in my living room.
What about, has dancing been outlawed?
Dancing has not been outlawed, and I do it in my living room. It's
really?
Pretty fun. Yeah. Hey,
then you
whenever
do a selfie,
I can,
and then you put it online, and then it goes viral.
And then it goes viral. Yeah. And everybody's
that's
like, wow,
crazy.
Look at you.
Wow. Incredible.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
I know. Well, give us a little bit more forecast before we end the show.
So the main thing to remember, everybody, is that, because once again, people always ask me, Mr. Anthony, is Venus retrograde in Gemini good or bad? It means, because Venus does represent money, relationships, currency, banking, business, relationships, it's going to be retrograde. So reevaluate all your business relationships, but also reconsider all the way through June 20th as far as how long you want to stay in it, any given relationship or if you want to reevaluate that.
Okay.
That's the main message there, Frankie.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah, I think that it's just good. It's just, you know, as no matter what we're going through, know that we can come out of it, and there are opportunities out there. We just have to really look for what is the solution to this. You know, what could
well,
the main thing
is for people to take action for themselves. It's like, don't stay inside watching this or watching that. And if you are going to be inside, you can be doing stretches.
You could be doing stretches and working out, dancing. I there's a lot of videos online my daughter and I have been doing. We do, like, she found this amazing kickboxing one, and we do yoga. I mean, there's everything you want on YouTube. Like, everything is free. So
your daughter does kickboxing with you because she wants to really show you that she knows what she's doing.
Because she wants to sidekick me to the head sometimes, I think.
Because she's an Aries, and she can't help it.
She's very sweet. She's very sweet. But, yeah, so she's, you know, so we're,
and after
we're doing
in the
what
head,
we can.
A couple of kicks in the head. You have to go to Little Pete's Hospital.
Oh, my God.
Little
so that's
Peach Clinic.
Between Mr. Anthony and I, we have a mutual friend that we didn't know called Little Pete. So from way back in the day. So we're going to talk
from
about,
way
we talk
back
about Little
people
Pete.
People were dancing at that time. Can you imagine? At that time, people
when
were
they
dancing.
Were dancing, when you would go to, you would get, it was like Saturday, it was Thursday, and you would call your friend. You're like, are you sure you're going to dance on Saturday? And your friend would say, yeah. What are you wearing? Oh, I bet you're shopping. Me too. And then all day Saturdays, getting your chores done, and then getting to a point where you can start getting ready, and you could go to a dance, all dressed up, and meet somebody, or two or three or four or five, and dance all night. And then go home with a boyfriend. Yay, that's what I would do. That's how I got all my boyfriends. I would go to dances.
And then you would go home and do the John Travolta dance in your living room.
In my living room. No, I do it now. But, yeah, you know.
All that's
so.
In the past. What about now? Are people dancing now at the clubs nowadays? I don't know. Do they?
I would never. I don't know. I don't. Clubs to me are. I would go to, if my friend was having, we're going dancing for my birthday and stuff like that. But I don't know about. Like,
so you and I remember the days when people would go down the boulevard after getting married and honking the horn on the boulevard for, like, the longest time.
On Whittier Boulevard,
right?
In East LA,
remember?
Yes.
Remember,
mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They would honk
with
in
the flowers
horn,
on the cars.
Flowers on the car, yeah. From the hood to the trunk in the back with the strings and the paper flowers, right?
Yeah, they were tissue paper. And then they put them on string. They'd string them together and then put them on the car.
And people don't have to believe it.
There were no limos.
They, not that time. They could Google that. Would it show up on YouTube if you Google that?
Mm-hmm.
People cruising down the boulevard with flowers on their car.
Mm-hmm. No limos.
Wow.
No
chauffeur. You know what? I heard it's a big deal in Japan now. A lot of lowriders in Japan and Argentina is what I heard.
I didn't know about Argentina. I know about Japan.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I've seen on YouTube. A lot of people into lowriders in Argentina and Japan, like you said.
They used to have Lowrider Magazine, which stopped, like, last month. It stopped circulating. But they used to
really?
Have...
After only
lowrider...
years?
Uh-huh. I think they only have it online now, but they don't print it. But they used to print it in Japan. They used to have it in Japan. So they
but
love
time,
Mexicans and that
you,
culture in
you,
Japan.
You were not allowed to cruise, were you? Were you allowed to cruise by your family?
No.
Or you had to stay home?
I had to stay home. But I didn't.
You would sneak out?
I would go to my girlfriend's house and spend the night, and we'd sneak out from there because my mother was way too smart. I could not sneak out in my house. No way. I would
really?
Die. She would kill me. I would have been dead. So, but my friend, we could sneak out of her house, so we did that. We'd sneak out of there.
And that's where you met your first husband was there on the boulevard, right?
Well, not exactly, but I did meet him through my friend when I was spending the night at her house. And
really?
She wanted, yeah, and she was dating this guy, and they were best friends, and we were all talking, the three of us, her and her guy and me, and he was like, do you want to go see, he asked her, do you want to go see Earth, Wind & Fire? And she's like, yeah. He goes, I'm going to get us tickets because my friend works, I don't know, at the concerts, and I was like, I want to go. And he said, okay, I'll introduce you to my friend. So a couple weeks later, we get the phone call, and I'm at her house. My friend's coming over. Come meet him. So we go, and that was it. I was done. So, yeah.
So it was love at first sight for you, right?
It was. Yeah, it was love at first sight.
And how old are you?
For
old
sure.
Old 14?
I was 18 when I met him. And I was in love with him and he's the one who died last year. I mean, we had been divorced, but we were friends. And our daughter's birthday was yesterday, and we were close. You know, we would go out for our daughter's birthday. We'd all go to lunch or brunch or something, and he'd call me. It's her birthday. You know, and I would call him. And, you know, on the holidays, we were friends. It was sweet. It was nice. So to lose him again, it just killed me. I didn't expect it. You know, I didn't expect to feel so connected to him after all these years. You know, but I did. And when he died, I thought, I couldn't breathe, literally. I couldn't breathe for a long time. I was not well. So, you know, it was me being healthy and trying one thing after another until I felt well again, you know. So it's been a year since he's passed. And, well, you know, I used to call you crying, you know, and... he's with us. I can hear him. I see him sometimes, and it's he's
very. So in other words, Buddy Boy, him and Little Pete, they're both cruising in the spirit world.
They really are, man.
Right?
They really are. Oh. Very similar, by the way. You know.
Really.
Very similar. Yeah. Good-looking, you know, charismatic with the women, you know, always laughing. Yeah, they're very similar.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my love, my young love. You know, you have that young love. Like, he knew me when I was young. I knew him when he was young and fit, and we used to play softball all the time. And, you know, he knew my family, you know, both. Before my parents passed away and stuff. So I think having that connection with him was so special and unique. And I was very happy that we got to a point, because we were drama. I mean, he was too much. I never thought I would leave him, but it was great to forgive him and become his friend. And for the sake of our daughter, we wouldn't have done it without our daughter. Right? Just like you move on and you're like, yeah, whatever. But we had her, and she loves her dad. Like, she loved him. And they became very close. And so I was kind of forced into, in a way, you know, being his friend for her sake. And, you know, I was there with him when he passed away. Not his final breath, but, you know, in his final days, you know, he spent a lot of time with him. And he asked me to do all these things, that how he wanted his funeral and how he wanted this and how he wanted that. And I said, okay. I never expected I would be that one, that person for him, but I was. So, and yeah, he's not too far from me in the ocean. He wanted to be,
really?
He wanted to be cremated. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be cremated, and he wanted to have his ashes in the ocean. When we were younger, and we were dating before we got married, he was a surfing cholo, okay? He had tattoos across his stomach, you know, with the gang, and he had the teardrop and all that. And we used to go, and I was a Catholic school girl, right? And we used to go to Huntington Beach and Seal Beach and wherever, and he would get in the water and have fun and stuff. So he asked me to take his ashes to the ocean, and we did. So he passed away a year this month. April. And then his birthday was in November, and my daughter, you know, we got together, we had a little thing, and we took him here to Paradise Cove here in Malibu. And his ashes, we put him in the ocean. So every time she comes to visit, we go visit her dad. He's there. So, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm here to tell you that, you know, it's these things are hard, and they rip our guts out and our souls, and they punch. I feel grief is like, you know, you just get punched in the gut and you lose your wind and you can't get up for a long time. That's how I would say grief was for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's a very good analogy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it takes time, and it takes an effort and a lot of just kindness to yourself. Kind, be kind. You know, sleep and rest and, you know, tune out a little bit to movies, but then get up and then go for those walks and read the good books and be with your friends and eat good food and enjoy life. And little by little, you start to breathe again, you know.
And ride your bike.
And ride your bike.
Ride your bike if you can.
You ride your bike because that's your thing. You love to go riding your bike. So.
Well, in your case, well, I think a lot of people can ride tricycles because it's more simple, right?
Tricycles? That's
yeah,
tricycles?
Some people do that because they find it safer with a tricycle deal.
Okay.
And jump
like
rope if you
can,
but jump roping is not your favorite, correct?
No, I hate that cardio of that. I hate running. I hate all. I mean, I do it, but I don't run anymore. I used to, but I hated it. I remember I signed up for a triathlon, and I got a trainer, and he was like, "Okay, so, you know, how much do you run every week?" I'm like, "I hate running. I don't run." And he's like, "Okay, well, so how much do you swim?" I'm like, "I don't have a pool. I don't know." And then he goes, "And biking?" I'm like, "I don't have a bike." So he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know." But he trained me, and I did the triathlon like a crazy person. So
really?
I hate all that stuff.
So
I was on the bus.
So what place were you in for that? First place, second, third, fourth?
I was in last place. I barely finished.
Really?
I'm sure I was. I don't know. I didn't. Who knows? Definitely not anywhere towards, you know. I mean, there was a silver-haired man, I'll never forget it, in, like, American flag, like, shorts, right? And he was walking faster than I was running, okay? So that'll tell you.
Wow, incredible. I never knew that about you.
Yeah, I did, too. I did two triathlons. The first one... I don't know. I just trained with some people that were going to do it, and I did okay. And then the second one, I was like, I'm going to get a trainer, and I did that, and it was good. It was a great experience, you know. It was one of those things that.
It was at,
you know,
at PCP High School, right?
PCP High School, super cool high school. Actually, it was at the Pasadena Rose Bowl.
Really?
They have one there. In March, usually, like March. So I'm sure it was
that
canceled
place still
because
there?
Of this.
As far as you know.
The Rose Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, it's there.
Still there?
Yeah. The Rose Bowl?
It's about like,
yeah.
It's about like a 120, like a 100-year-old stadium by now.
It's beautiful. That area of Pasadena. So.
Yeah, very nice. Very beautiful there.
Yeah, so it was... It was a sprint, like it wasn't an Ironman or anything like that. So it was a 5K run around the Rose Bowl, so that was one loop. And then it was a 15K bike ride, so it was three loops. And then it was a swim in their pool because they have like an Olympic pool there. And so, yeah. Did that twice. So I tried to do, I signed up for the Malibu triathlon, but oh God, you could swim in the ocean and there's so many people. It's kind of, I don't know. It's not, it was not anything I wanted to. At the very end, I just couldn't do it. I just said, no, I can't do it. So yeah, a little bit about me. Girl from East LA doing triathlons. What the heck is that about?
That's because you thought you'd win something like a big prize out of that, right?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. One of my Gemini freaking personalities decided like it was a good idea. And then the other one, when I was running around the Rose Bowl, was like, this is stupid. What made you do this? You know, I was on the bike. I was like, oh, my God, this is such a bad idea. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
Wow. What a life. It's like just
what a life, I know.
The show, My Supernatural Life.
My Supernatural Life, yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I really appreciate your insight and, you know, helping our callers. I know everybody's kind of going through a rough time right now, and, you know, we're here to help. So, Mr. Anthony, why don't you give your number so that if anybody listening wants to get a reading with you, they can call you.
Everybody, if you want to do a phone reading with Mr. Anthony... Mr. Anthony, phone reading at area code 661-492-0065. 661-492-0065 for a Mr. Anthony phone reading. So we're going to be on again next week, Frankie?
Yeah, next Thursday. So tell your friends, share our link, and let us know how your week went and how you took care of yourselves and what resources you found and, you know,
that's
going to
be May 7th, correct?
May 7th at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Great. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling and have a great night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.